Heidi and Frank Show. Be sure and follow us on Twitter at Heidi and Frank. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Become a premium member if you miss anything. We got Dom Herrera in studio. Where is Dom? Is he outside here? Get him in here. He's a friend of the show. He's been on before. Yeah! What's he doing here? Well, he's promoting his show tomorrow at the Laugh Factory.
Good to see you again.
8 p.m., 10 p.m. show tomorrow in Long Beach. How you doing, Dom?
How you doing, Frank?
Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
He's back.
Oh, there he is.
Hey.
He was here last time. We're like, I hope he'll come back. I don't know.
Yeah, we were just talking about when we had our first opportunities to go out on our own and be the you know, I lived in a dorm, and I was like, wow, I'm not at home anymore. And I kind of went
crazy.
And
yeah.
Like that freshman year of college, you go crazy. Did you have that? I mean, because your entire family lived under one roof as you grew up, right?
I got out as soon as I could.
I know. I figured you had to.
I was 18, and we rented an apartment at the University of Pennsylvania, and it was condemned. So we got to destroy the place.
Oh.
And you talk about ultimate fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just literally drinking and running through walls. By the way, I've never been so turned on before a show than listening to you dance with those girls.
I know, Dom.
It was so weird to be like thick. I was just like really getting like aroused because whatever. First, and also Owen Benjamin's piano playing. I didn't know he was that good.
Seriously.
Yeah. Terrific.
Yeah, very talented guy.
But that was,
between him and I, your day is just starting off awesome.
I'm on fire.
Piano and an erection.
And you got ultimate fighting.
Yeah, UFC 162.
Yep.
I got to talk to Rogan about this. Rogan's a buddy of mine. He takes me to some of these fights, and I love it. I went to the one in Montreal, and I never realized I don't like violent films. But what I realized is I don't like fake violence. I like real violence.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You like the real blood.
Yeah, because
you want to smell it.
When you see Joey Pesci beating up a 25-year-old buck, come on. This is not real. But this is like I was there with Joe in at the Palm. And a guy got knocked out, and his mother and wife were sitting next to me. That was drama, you know?
I can't even imagine watching somebody I love just get punched in the throat.
And having the hookup with Joe Rogan, you were probably right on the cage.
Good scene, imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's tough himself. And
oh, yeah, Joe's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Joe, we used to be neighbors. And he has a, I don't know if you know this about his house, he had an octagon put in his garage. So, like, the fighting ring.
You go see Joe, you got to fight?
Yeah, no, yeah. You go to his house. It's like he has, it looks like a training camp inside of his garage.
The only thing I remember, he's got a bunch of cars, because we shoot pool every week. But I was thinking, just when you said the thing about the dance with the girls and all.
Let's just talk about that.
No, I just want to go.
I want to.
I got to tell you one thing psychologically, which is so much hotter than me. You used to go out with guys, right?
Yeah.
See, that turns me on more than just a flat-out lesbian.
Yeah.
Because you tried.
Boy, did I, Dom.
You tried it and rejected us.
I'm actually quite good at it.
I'm sure you are.
She is. So she knows her way around the C&Bs.
I mean, why is that sexier than just like a girl who was born a lesbian?
Because you think that you could possibly bring her back to the dark side.
I don't think I have a chance. Not
Dom,
even.
Dom, I've actually dated women who kind of look like you.
That's what I'm saying. You have the shape of a lesbian.
No, that's not what I mean. I dated manly women.
They have big Mongolian heads. I don't know. You know,
The same haircut,
the same dyed hair.
A little longer in the back, you know. To make it more feminine.
I don't even know what's happening to my looks. My doctor, I was on Craig Ferguson, and he said, man, I saw Craig Ferguson. And he said this, and this is totally antiquated. He goes, you look like a Chinaman. I go, first of all, who says that?
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
I thought
that slur ended when the railroad was completed, you know? It's like, he goes, you look like you're on steroids. I go, I was. You put me on them, you nitwit. Because I had shingles, right?
Oh,
so
that's
I had to take steroids. But
I heard shingles is like one of those painful things you can experience.
It's the only time in my life I ever moaned and didn't come. Seriously, I've never had just a plain moan before with no payoff.
Oh my God! Yes, this is live radio.
Dom
Herrera is with us. He's got a show.
That's the best line ever.
Tomorrow at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach. I got shows at 8 p.m.
And for those of you that are Latino, I'm Herrera.
I was like, I can imagine coming up, like, especially when no one knew you. Now everybody knows how to say your name because you're famous. But before that, it's like, did you get the, now welcome to the stage, Dom?
Diarrhea.
I heard one. There was one girl at a hotel. She called me Mr. Irene. I'm thinking, talk about total laziness, Mr. Irene. Now, that reminds me. I like that character because when I realized I was starting to make it, in somewhat in show business, I was going into the Lincoln Tunnel, and there's this beautiful black woman with dreadlocks, like kind of gold frosted dreadlocks, and like kind of like a Jamaican look to her. And I handed her, it was only $5, and I handed her $5. She hands me back $5 once. She goes, "It's on me. I saw you at the Banana Club. You cracked me up." And I went, man, I got a free Lincoln Tunnel. I've made it. It's all relative steps.
You cracked me up.
When you were living at home, like I said, before you're, when you're like 16, 17, 18, you're trying to bring a girl home and like maybe do something. Is that a possibility?
Not a chance.
Never, because you have grandma upstairs.
My laughing cousins and sisters. He's in there. I mean, even now I can't do that with them. I mean,
did they try to give you any kind of advice?
I mean, I never got any advice in my life.
Really?
Yeah, my father left home when I was in second grade. No one's ever talked to me about sex. That's why it still turns me on so much, because it's a mystery to me. Every time, I still don't know what to do. But no, I never had any advice. Never, you know.
Your first experience.
Thank God
sex.
We had the priest to talk to us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and sometimes
somebody
show
you
us.
Can trust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a joke about I was an altar boy and I was never molested, and I used to think, what about me, Father? I'm not hot enough for you. The O'Malley twins get it twice a week. You couldn't live.
What was your first experience like, not knowing anything about sex, no one talking to you about it, when you actually tried, when you had the opportunity? What was it like?
I made love to my grandmother. She was asleep on the couch. Yeah. I just started. No,
my first, heavy sleeper.
My first experience. You know what? My first experience, honestly, was in college.
Yeah.
And I just thought that sex was getting it over with as soon as you can, just to get back to not being nervous about having sex. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's interesting.
The woman who I was with, she was 18, I was 19, and. She, you know, we really like hit it off. We really like, it was the first time I ever fell in love with that bang.
Mm-hmm.
But there was still no method to it. We didn't know anything. We just, and plus this was in the days before AIDS. So you would sleep with people every weekend with somebody different, and you go, oh yeah, it's really fun. What's your name?
Oh my God.
You know, can you imagine how fun that was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a
not
great
know
time.
People's names.
No word.
Call them ma'am.
Now you got to get their name, their status, yeah. If they've got their blood
Could
work done,
your,
how long ago was
work.
It taken?
No, that's
Do you have any mouth herpes? Can I look real quick before,
yeah.
You know, talk about
that. I'm getting hungry.
Did you ever have any scares, whether like with disease or
Yeah, I had
pregnancy?
A nonspecific uritis.
Oh, God.
Yeah, whatever that, yeah, it's just like a... I don't know what she was doing. This is when me and my girlfriend were kind of breaking up, so we were like, but I don't know. You know, I never knew if it was from sex or not. I just penicillin, it was done.
Just a burning.
A yearning. A burning. Yeah.
Well, like some
hey, we got us a country and western song. Just
yearning,
a yearning.
Burning.
Hey, Owen was terrific, wasn't he?
I love Owen, yeah.
Me too. I didn't know really, he was 6'7".
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, it was his birthday like a couple weeks ago, and he says, Tom, you got to come on the show. I go, I will. But it's like, remember that line in The Producers? You think he'll do it? Only if we ask. And that's what it's like. It's like, I can't just come on to the show.
Right, you can't just swing by and go, hey, you got any parts?
I appreciate the thought.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Who's your favorite comedian right now? Who really makes you laugh?
God, that's a tough one because they're all my friends. But
anybody like young up-and-comer that's just newly out there, you're like, oh, that kid's going to be great.
Yeah,
Well,
I mean, first of all, Bill Burr.
Oh, Bill, yeah.
Rogan, yeah. Tosh. Tosh makes me cry laughing, but he's like a good friend, so I don't have an objectivity to it. None of these guys. I mean, Joe Rogan and I go back to Montreal, like, whatever, you know, 15 years ago, and Bill, I was with Bill last night. He just cracks me up. He always has some bit out of something, you know, because I said to him, I was doing Heidi and Frank. And he said, well, at least they don't have, like, a wacky name. You know, it's like JoJo and the Bulldog. There's always, like, a radio show with one normal name and
right.
then one
yeah.
wacky name.
Right.
Watermelon Head and Johnny.
She was Watermelon Head, but we changed that to Heidi.
It wasn't sexy.
We got this gig.
We wanted something that was sexier, so we went with Heidi.
I can tell you who my least favorite comedians are.
Even better, yeah.
Easily, ventriloquist. I hate ventriloquists because... it's like this stupid thing where the dummy's the bad guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like that, I mean, you know, it's like, it's so embarrassing to me that people would get into that and like actually go, "Boy, that dummy."
And they get so mad at the dummy.
He's so rude. And you're such a nice ventriloquist. Why don't you just get a nicer dummy? My God.
So it's the comedian who doesn't have the balls to say what he really wants to say, but if he does it through a dummy, then he can do it.
I mean, a lot of radio shows do that as well. I mean, as far as like, there's the character on the show that
Toaster.
That is the rude one, and then there's the one that goes, oh, stop it!
Yeah,
you
come
can't
on.
Say that. I hate that. By the way,
yeah, that's such a setup.
It'd be great if the dummy was more like Heidi.
Well, done and done.
And you know, the dummy and the ventriloquist were both on the same page. It's like, yeah, what a bitch. It's like, there is no good guy. They're just both ripping on people. It's like their own show. That's like
you heard the one about the black guy? What do you call a black pilot? No, I don't know.
It's so funny. How long have you been doing that? Is that your first time trying the old not moving the lips thing?
It's amazing, right?
Isn't that, I mean, crazy, right?
You have a very dig tussy.
You know, people always ask comedians, they ask you guys, are you funny all the time?
Yeah.
That's like the most, how annoying would that be?
Yeah, that you're always doing your act.
And
yeah.
The act thing. I can't. I really hate the act on the radio.
Yeah.
Because it's so, I mean, it puts, I had one guy say to me, I was working in Baltimore, not to brag, and he said, what's this? He said to me, he goes, all right, he says, and he was normal, and then he did the radio voice, like the hey, and we're back here at WWE. And he says, listen, when we come back, I'll introduce you, and you just go crazy for 5 minutes. I don't know what that meant. Like, just start acting like an ape. Just start, like...
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
Whacking off in the corner.
Like, what?
Yeah, we've gone to, like events where it's like, we want you to come out on stage and just say hello. So it's like, okay, hey, we're Heidi and Frank. You know, here's the next band or something like that. Yeah. But then we've gone out there before, and it's like, all right, the next band, they're not going to be up for, like, 20 minutes.
So you guys
go out
just
there, and
do
we're like,
right.
I'm not a comedian.
We don't have stand-up. We're like, hey.
And that's even harder. Like, at least you would have an act, but we do live radio, improv radio. They're like, like 20.
Come on. Just go there and do
like something. It's that easy, and yeah, I know.
I'm like, I'm not a stand-up comic. That's not, well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, and not to be patronizing, but I mean, carrying a radio show for 3 or 4 hours is really difficult. And just because a comedian's funny doesn't mean they could do that either.
Right. Oh.
You know what I mean? It's different skills.
Totally.
That's like not, I happen to be able to do both, but I'm not a bragger because it's a gift.
It's a gift.
And by the way, when Owen was saying that thing about bumping people, that really pisses me off. Than when people bump people. Because it was like the abused and the continuing abuse and anything in life. I never bump anybody.
Good
and
for you.
I'll ask somebody if, you know, if I have to do a TV show, I'll ask them if it's okay. If they say no, I just wait. You know, I hate that stuff. I mean...
Because you're like, you're ready and you're there and you know that feeling of them being nervous and going, okay, I think I'm ready. And then all of a sudden it's like, you're not going on.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean...
So maybe you could bump somebody to save them. Like, what if they're up there just dying? You're like, okay, go ahead and turn the light and I'll go on.
Yeah, but that's different. I mean, you're talking about like really a set and guys. I remember Seinfeld asked me at the Laugh Factory once. You know, I kind of grew up with him. And he says, hey, do you mind if I go on? And I go, yeah, I do mind. You know? And he says, all right, I'll wait for you. Who are these people? I mean, Dane Cook said the same thing to me. You know, like, and I like Dane. And he works at the Laugh Factory a lot. And he said, Dom, do you mind if I go on for 15 minutes? I said, no, that's fine. I said, I'll just cancel my set. He goes, well, I don't want you to cancel. I said, well, I don't want to wait. I said, but you can go on. I'll just go to another club. And then he didn't, you know what I mean? And the girls came up to me. They go, I can't believe you stood up to him. Like, Dane's this monster.
Yeah.
He's only a comedian. I stood up to him. But I said, what am I going to do? Like, what's he going to do, banish me from comedy? Look, who's that guy outside? He's banished from comedy.
Dane is banished.
Dom,
taking away the laughter.
Dom was there before Dane Cook anyway.
If you want to go see Dom, he's going to be at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach. It's tomorrow night. And at 8 p.m., 10 p.m. are the shows. So just get a hold of Long Beach Laugh Factory and get your tickets. Thank you so much
for coming in, dude. And thank you for having me back.
Anytime.
Because it's nice. You know, like I think I told you the first time I did Letterman, he said, and Dom, if you're ever in New York, stop by anytime. Never saw him again. Never did again. So thanks for having me back
on. Of course.
No, we mean it. We say it's an open door. You want to come by anytime, come
by. Appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah. Take care.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.